This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Good morning. It's going to be a very busy week. Excited 24 hours from now. We'll be emanating from the new Pittsburgh International Airport. And every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, our resident political analyst, Lenny McAllister, joins us in studio. Lenny, wow, what a weekend in Pittsburgh. Dialing back to Friday night, we had high school football, exciting playoff football in that case, and then two championship games on Saturday. You had ESPN's game day in town, brought a lot of attention. The game itself didn't go well for the Panthers, but they have everything in front of them. It was a non-conference game with Notre Dame, and of course, winning over Cincinnati yesterday in grand fashion with the defense. So it was a lot going on.
It was a wonderful way to start off the weekend. It was a great weekend to be a Rebel. Shouting out those Seton LaSalle Rebels on their way to the AA Whipple Championship coming up this upcoming weekend. I want to make sure I shout out to Coach Tim Storino and others over there for turning around a culture from a program that just a couple of years ago didn't win a single game and won only one game prior to that, now going to back-to-back championships. Great weekend to be a Rebel.
And Coach Storino recognized yesterday at the Steelers game.
Yes, indeed.
Coaches of the week. Yeah, by the way, those games, we are carrying all of the championship games here on KDK. The first 1A championship game is at 11. That's kickoff. So we'll be on the air pretty much wall to wall on Saturday with the coverage. And then you have a 2 o'clock game for 2A, 5 p.m. for the 3A, and 8 p.m. for the 5A game. So keep it on KDKA.
And I'll be down there for that 2 o'clock kickoff with that AA game indeed.
Well, good luck. That said, before we get into anything political, because I want to ask you about the president's change his stance on releasing files and documents related to the Epstein story that just won't go away. The Reverend Jesse Jackson hospitalized. What is the status as of this morning?
Well, you know, ever since my time working with him, and I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but I had an opportunity before I moved back to my hometown of Pittsburgh to work as a special advisor to Reverend Jackson. He was starting to display the symptoms of the illnesses that he's dealing with now, even back then. And even back then, Larry, he kept up an amazing travel schedule. You know, during my time working with him, he had spent time in South Africa, had toured parts of Africa. He and I did a civil rights tour together to Detroit in North Carolina and South Carolina. We had worked on issues in Chicago. We had marched in the streets of Chicago. We had dealt with other international issues and as well as domestic issues in D.C. As of now, he's an 84-year-old man that has lived a very eventful but very full and impactful life. But I mean, he is at the end of that journey. So I think that at this point in time, it seems like perhaps they're just trying to make sure he's comfortable, make sure that the family has a chance to see him. Now, he did have a little bit of resurgence of energy over the weekend. So maybe this is not the end. Maybe this is just another opportunity to slow down a little bit more. They've been pulling him away from the public eye. I know that they're very guarded in regards to who gets a chance to see him. But my reflections overall is just to read about somebody you grew up with, to see somebody that you looked up to, and then to be able to walk through the airport with him, and not only see him as a civil rights leader, but to see him as an everyday American, to see him as a father, to see him as a guy that I sat down and had pancakes with at Cracker Barrel, you know, and then still talk about things that resonate from the 1960s to, at that time, the 20-teens, and do that in Chicago when Obama was president. It impacts everything that I do. It drives how I think. It gives me the foundation to do the right thing even when I'm by myself. I'll never forget Reverend, we were on an airplane and he was telling me about some of the stances that I've taken politically and otherwise. And he said, you know, you're very smart, but I'm hoping that you're not wasting your time because, you know, some things may never change. And I had to remind him, I said, you know, Reverend, when you went to college, you know, you couldn't use a restroom in North Carolina. You couldn't go to a restaurant. I went to college in North Carolina. I can use every restroom in North Carolina. I can use every restaurant because you took on a system that to that point in time had never changed. And you challenged all of us to do the same in our own time and place. And he said, you know, Mr. Lenny, you're right. And he used to, you know, Larry, the last thing is he used to always call me Mr. Lenny. Now imagine somebody of that gravitas and has done that many things internationally that would always put a salutation before my name before he addressed me. Somebody old enough to be my dad. I will never forget that. And I've always been grateful for the time that I had a chance to spend with Reverend and to be in the trenches with him and to be a trusted advisor, which I didn't do it for 20 years, but for the time that I did was impactful for him, but much, much, much more impactful for me.
Well, he's one of those names. And if you look at the top tier with Dr. Martin Luther King, certainly, and a handful of others who were the heart of the movement from the 60s, and he'd been recognized ever since as being that fighter.
Yes, and he is somebody that I realized in working with him, Larry, that wasn't what you thought he would be. I mean, a lot of people ask me, you know, they're used to the Jesse Jackson from the 1980s, and they're used to what they saw on television, but when they would ask me, what was it like working with him? I'd be like, very reflectful. You know, you must have chased everything. You know, the reputation of him being an ambulance chaser. And I'll never forget one of the key phrases he told me. I asked him a situation and I was asked him, Reverend, should we prepare a statement? Should we get involved? Should we go to New York to deal with an issue? And he said, Mr. Lenny, you can't sing every song and you can't dance on every stage. That was the exact opposite of the image that he had, which was he was an ambulance chaser and he was always chasing the cameras. He was very thoughtful. I got a chance to work with him on his TV show, work with him on his Saturday service, work with him on a youth organization movement we were doing, work with him on public statements, work with him on urban redevelopment and do it in a way that was bipartisan and balanced out of Illinois at one point in time. To see the reflection and depth and intelligence of somebody that doesn't get enough credit for that, despite all the stuff that he did well, it was a humbling and very powerful learning experience, particularly as an African-American boy whose dad used to make us go to the East Liberty Carnegie Library and read about Black history. And he was one of the people I used to read about. And then to, like I said, walk through an airport, do panels with, and just sit down and break bread with the NBA championship. This is how human he was. The 2013 NBA championship between the Heat and the Spurs, the infamous shot from Ray Allen that tied that game. I was sitting there beside Reverend Jackson, and we were eating McDonald's. That's the kind of memories that I had an opportunity to have with him.
I had one encounter, and that was at the Super Bowl in Tampa. He was there, And he was just outside the Steelers locker room after the game. And I did a double take. I said to PJ Komanchik, our leader here, I said, "That's Jesse Jackson." And I got to at least say hello. So appreciate you sharing your personal reflections, and we'll keep you posted on his hospitalization. Coming up, I want to ask you about the change that Donald Trump made over the weekend when it comes to the Epstein files. May surprise a lot of people who didn't hear this. Myra Rush is in from our newsroom and studio with us.
Hello, guys.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Lenny McAllister also with us on Monday. So what's trending?
Did you see, I have some audio in your folder about the Jonas Brothers, and there was a guy there who was looking at someone's resume. Take a listen.
If you're at a Jonas Brothers concert, your eyes should be focused on, well, the Jonas Brothers. But this concert goer's attention drifted to his phone. He's looking at some random dude's resume that came his way. No big deal. Well, another fan sitting nearby took notice and recorded video. Notice the name at the top of the resume, Scott Kelly. Jen Wilson posted the video to TikTok. Scott Kelly, your resume was being reviewed at a Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Good luck.
So check this out. So there was a guy there, I guess an employer, was at the Jonas Brothers concert. Someone sent him a resume of Scott Kelly. So some nosy concert goer was sitting there, watched him scroll through his phone to look at Scott Kelly's resume, took a video of that, posted it to TikTok, got 51 million views.
What?
Yes. And then the Jonas Brothers, they got wind of it. So they started to comment on the TikTok saying they can vouch for this guy, Scott Kelly. Hope he gets the job. And then Fallon invited the Jonas Brothers onto their show and brought the guy, Scott Kelly, there because the guy had no idea what was going on. He doesn't have TikTok. So he said he was getting random calls, like people saying, "Hey, you're going viral." And he's like, "Viral?" He's like, "On TikTok." He says, "I don't have TikTok." He said, "Well, your resume's out there." So he said he's gotten inundated with job opportunities because one random concert goer was being nosy and nebby.
Yeah, but what
some nebby concert goer.
Oh, that is awesome. Can you imagine that happening?
What I want to know is the dude that was looking at the resume.
It was a woman?
The lady.
Guy. Well, the guy? The employer.
The employer.
Okay.
Is a she.
Is a male.
The employer.
Correct.
Is a male.
Correct.
Scott Kelly is a male.
Correct.
I want to know about the dude that's the employer that is now, if he's smart, has gone back to Scott Kelly and said, "Dude, I have now probably increased your earning potential by 50%. I want a 10% cut because of what I did."
Well, he did say the rest is history. So I'm guessing that they're going to connect. But Scott Kelly already has a job in Buffalo, New York, in the communications department, at a job there in Buffalo. But who knows what's going to come out of it. But that is absolutely...
Can I go to the other awkward aspect about this?
Yes.
If Scott Kelly's current employer did not realize that Scott Kelly was looking for another job, that's an awkward conversation on Monday.
Oh,
Scott,
my goodness.
Scott, can I speak to you, please? Yes, sir, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on?
Yes, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't realize that you were so unhappy here, Scott. What do you mean?
Yes.
Well, you know, you now have...
Wait a minute now. That's a great point, but isn't it an invasion of privacy for this?
The woman who took the video?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he has his phone open to
at
the
public. At a concert.
At a concert. And you just look down and you're like, "Hey," I mean, I don't know.
You should be taking pictures of other people's,
Other people's what? Resume?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably public information. If it's on LinkedIn, you could find the information.
No, but I mean, I don't want someone taking snapshots of what I'm doing on the phone.
Well, if you don't think people are watching you,
have you looked through that window over there, what Aaron's doing when you're on the air?
There's cameras everywhere.
Yes.
There's cameras in our studio that's taking video. Oh, goodness. Yeah, so, I mean, if that's the case, Larry, then I don't know. You need to go in a bubble and just be there by yourself because this happening...
Well, I'll tell you in an instant. Do you remember when a Spirit Airlines out of Pittsburgh International was basically locked down because they thought there was a bomb threat.
Correct.
I was on that.
That's
flight.
Why I brought this. Remember, yeah.
Yes.
And you know why? Because a woman sitting next to a guy, he had the larger type on his text message, took a picture, a screenshot of his text.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yes. Who apparently, we found out later, was texting his girlfriend. And he said, I'm going to drop a bomb in the bathroom of this plane, not referring to an explosive.
Right. And I that, remember that. Yes.
That screenshot locked us down for the day and night.
Okay, Larry. I mean, come on. That was one incident. But this guy has 51 million views on TikTok. He may have maybe given a job of his life. Who knows? An income out of this world. And then you just transition to a buzzkill.
And we worked on commission for the person that made this happen. It's a happy story on a Monday.
Exactly. I thought it was a great Monday story for us.
And it's trending. 51 million qualifies as trending.
That's definitely trending.
Oh God, look at you. Are you upset?
I don't want people taking shots of video.
Well, shots of video is look around us. There's cameras everywhere.
Hold on.
What have we learned
in 2025? You better be on your best behavior at a concert. You can get caught with your mistress, and now you can get caught looking at resumes.
That's exactly right.
That's what's
trending. So what do you prefer?
With T. Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
None of the above.
This is the Big K Morning Show, Mondays in studio with me at our 8 o'clock hour. Our own Lenny McAllister, the resident political analyst who you can hear weekend afternoons, and his day job working in education to help our young men and women. I got a question someday about that for you, because we had a financial guy on last week about illiteracy when it comes to just dealing with money for young people.
Yeah.
And without cash, because most of the transactions now are card, whether it's a debit or credit, and they don't understand that there has to be another part of that that pays for all that stuff, as opposed to working hard. Say you've got $20, then you know, gee, I worked hard to get this $20. You know, so financial literacy.
Yeah, they don't put it in school anywhere near as much. They're starting to have that become a comeback, but it's kind of like home ec, right? We grew up with home ec. And, you know, you go to woodshop, you go to your kitchen class, you go to your sewing class. Kids are starting to go back into that, just like the move back to the trades instead of just going to college is coming
right.
back.
Big time. Because there's real jobs out there with sustaining, you know, income that you can raise a family with.
And it's a larger conversation that we'll put a pin in. But the bottom line is us as a society have to respect those jobs again if we want kids to respect those career paths enough to actually pursue them.
Meantime, over the weekend, a big change for President Trump when it comes to the Epstein files. He's saying, go ahead, release them. We'll release what? And Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's concerned for her safety now after the president called her a traitor. CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman says the fracture between the two came as the House is set to vote on whether the Department of Justice should release the Epstein files to the public.
Greene alluded to this a little bit herself, that essentially this was about stopping or criticizing individuals like herself, a Republican, wanting these files to be released, using her as an example. I'm summarizing her viewpoint. So you have several Republicans, along with Democrats, who want these files to be released. And this just shows the tension within the Republican Party about these Epstein files.
So last night, Lenny, as you know, the president posted on social media, the House should vote to release the Epstein files because, quote, it's time to move on from this Democratic hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics, end quote. Why the change, do you suppose, over the weekend last night?
Because Republicans are going to vote for it either way. The Republican base wants it. He may have a release valve to release some of the pressure. Maybe they're going to release items that are not as damaging as they could be. There may be some items in there that you know, vindicate him. You know, if he's saying something along the lines of Jeffrey needs to leave Trump Tower immediately, he can spin that to his own regard. Now, you know, as we were talking off the air, there are other extenuating factors that are being kicked around as to why he may have wanted Epstein to leave and not necessarily about what was going on with the girls on that private island. More will be coming out, but the president has always been good at taking whatever is there and making chicken salad out of it. It's gotten him elected president twice, and he almost won the third election he was in. That's what he's betting on. And considering that, it's a lot easier to take your base and turn them against a MAGA mama like Marjorie Taylor Greene than it is to try to convince millions of people that I wasn't involved or I didn't know this guy. I mean, let's not forget, it wasn't that long ago, Larry, where he was telling people he barely knew him. Well, that didn't work. He obviously knew him, and he obviously knew him well. So now he has to pivot into something that is at least believable so that his base can calm down and he can get it out of the purview of the American people in time for the 2026 midterm elections.
So we'll see what happens since this just transpired last night. And then with the vote coming, and what will that mean? And to his point, there are a lot of people on these lists of people that encountered Epstein, many of them very famous, including former President Bill Clinton. And then there's a list of Hollywood entertainers, musicians, you know, all kinds of people who had encounters with Jeffrey Epstein over the years. As a billionaire, you know, that kind of money attracts those kind of people anyway. Doesn't mean they're criminals.
No. And the way this could be played as well, and I know this might seem very slimy for a Monday morning, but it's politics. There's always a way to get 1 to 2 degrees back to a candidate. So let's say it's a bunch of Hollywood types and they contributed thousands of dollars to the Kamala Harris campaign. They gave, you know, millions of dollars to the Obama Foundation. Let's say they gave, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to Andy Beshear out of Kentucky, who wants to run for president, or Josh Shapiro, who wants to run for president. Now, all of a sudden, you can go after your political enemies with somebody else's sins from the past. And if he knows that that's there, don't be shocked if that's the pivot that he uses. It gets some of the attention away from him personally, and it puts it on his enemies. And this is something that Donald Trump has shown a capacity of being very good at over the last 10 years.
Maybe he wants that list to be released with all of those celebrities
exactly.
On it, too. We're with Lenny McAllister. We'll get a final word coming up next, and we're going to check on some major traffic issues next.
Allowed to resume their full planned flight schedule, normal operations.
And just in time for Thanksgiving travel and tomorrow's opening of the new terminal at Pittsburgh International.
Right, and we will be there live. AAA says 82 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving by land, air, or sea, I guess. at least 50 miles from their home. Lenny, you going anywhere exciting?
News Radio KDK, I'll be here from 10 to 3 on Thanksgiving.
How lucky you are.
And lucky their listening audience as well, Larry.
Police Chief Jason Lando, right, made an interesting announcement while he was talking with Rob Pratt here on KDKA over the weekend.
I'm going to be living in the South Side, so, just to talk about my investment in the community.
Well, that's a big investment because, as you know, that has been one of the neighborhoods that has had a lot of issues, including this weekend, Paul.
Yeah, two men stabbed last night, one in critical condition, the other stable. There has been an arrest, but we don't know much more about it than that right now.
And the business owners have been just imploring the city to do something about it. So it sounds like maybe.
Mason Rudolph stepped up to lead the Steelers offense after Aaron Rodgers left the game.
Aaron's obviously out with a wrist injury. It'll be evaluated in the morning. I'll give you guys more information there.
And Mason stepped right in and took the team down the field and scored. But how about tight end Darnell Washington?
What a beast.
Crushing three guys. I actually felt bad for those Bengal players because they were just humiliated on the field. The guy was like a mountain.
That stiff arm to start the whole thing off, the whole sequence with the Bengals, was stunning.
He looked like Sasquatch.
I mean, how would you like to be on the field if you're a cornerback, right?
Right.
You know, smaller frame, you know, and you see a guy like that barreling down the field with the ball.
I forget who the second Bengal was who looked like he kind of ducked out of the way.
You know, Deion Sanders was the one that first came up with the phrase as a defensive back, business decisions. The first guy got stiff-armed. The second one made a business decision.
That's exactly right.
And the third one got trucked as he was going out of bounds. So Darnell, they're calling him Mount Washington now.
As well they should.
But bottom line is they beat the Bengals, which was critical because the Ravens came from behind.
Four in a row with the Ravens now.
To beat the lowly Browns. Is that it? That's all we got. Oh, we're going to talk to Jeff Hathorne about that coming up right after your report at the top of the hour.
We'll get a little debrief with the Hawk.
Yes, we will. And Lenny, I know you're a sports fan. Your family, your sons are involved in sports. You got a big game coming up on Saturday at Acrisure with our four championship games in the WPIAL.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Seton LaSalle hadn't been in a championship game for a while. Now they're going to two in a row. All the best to Coach Dorino and the guys down there on Saturday afternoon. And before I go, I want to shout out very quickly Jason Lando. He's a guy that I had an opportunity to meet when I first came back to Pittsburgh in 2013. And he is somebody that's always been invested in community. And so there could not be a guy that would be better positioned to be a police chief. And specifically, we brought up him living on the South Side. If there's going to be a police chief that's going to live in an area of our city that needs that little bit of oomph to get back on track from a public safety perspective, you couldn't pick a better person than Jason Lando. So I want to shout him out, congratulate him on this new position, this new part of his journey. And I expect success from him because he's just that type of dude.
Lenny, as always, appreciate your time. Have a great week. Will you be here Monday?
I will be here Monday if you're here Monday,
okay,
Larry.
Yeah, next week is, you know, the big travel week. A lot of people's schedules are being rearranged, as we just discovered.
PJ Komandzic walked in here to make sure I was here next Monday with you.
He didn't want you to leave. He wanted you to sign on the dotted line.
He rolls like that.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate you. Be safe.
Likewise, God bless you as always, Larry. All of y'all out there as well.
Lenny McAllister.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.